With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. and Japan have agreed to eliminate Japan's long-standing restrictions on U.S. beef exports. The move paves the way for expanded sales to the United States' top global beef market. Colin Woodall with the NCBA says, where trade relations with China have hurt, the partnership with Japan is helping ranchers.
Well, this is tremendous news and something that we have been working on for quite some time. And it's really a good lesson in the history of where we have been with the Japanese market. Of course, they shut us off after the December 23rd, 2003 case of BSE. And we spent a lot of time trying to work to regain access.
And he says the move sends a positive message about what the future might hold in regard to U.S.-Japanese trade relations.
We do believe that it's very promising because if there was any sort of malice there, we would never have seen this lifting of the age ban. So the fact that we have seen that means that they are confident in what we do as an industry here in the United States. They're confident in the great beef we are sending them. And I think that, again, bodes well for our chances of success in getting a very quick deal done when it comes to beef access.
The Department of Agriculture estimates the expanded access could increase U.S. beef and beef product exports to Japan by up to $200 million annually. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.